Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The Last Word on Today FM.
It's time now for Tech Thursday with Andy O'Donoghue. And Andy, I know when I was away last week, you spoke to Will about alternatives to Amazon. Didn't get it all finished. And there's probably more reason to talk about it now after Amazon.ie launching this week and a lot of people not been particularly happy about the prices being charged for goods more expensive than many in the UK. But I know you did a touch on it last week, but will you give me some, please, more of these alternatives to Amazon Prime for free delivery?
Yes, I think, Matt, it is something that people are thinking increasingly about. But one thing we shouldn't forget is that Irish retailers like Arnott's, Brown Thomas, Easton's, Currys, all of the others, most of them offer really fast Irish delivery, sometimes next day. OK, you may have to spend a certain amount to get the free delivery, but you do cut out, I suppose, that Amazon cost, the currency issue that we're seeing, the reason that people are sort of complaining about the prices. So remember the Irish retailers, most of them do deliver next day. If you are, Amazon is incredibly popular for fashion buying, but ASOS and other companies are really popular in Ireland. And ASOS Premier, when you buy it in Ireland or subscribe to it, you get next day delivery on orders of €25 or more for a whole year. So you get that kind of hassle-free shopping. And right now, ASOS have reduced it down to, I think, $13.99 a year. So that is really good value. And Boohoo do a similar service, which has been reduced by half to €10 a year. So you can really save on shipping. And if you are a regular buyer of gadgets or fashion, that can add up over 12 months.
I think Boohoo is starting to call itself Debenhams again. But anyway, that was something that came up last week. Okay, let's look at other things. Amazon Prime Video, you don't really need it, do you? There's plenty of other streaming services and there's not that much on it, is there, that you'd feel you're missing out on?
You don't need it. And I think that Amazon Prime Video has always been a bit of a curiosity. They make some brilliant shows that are incredibly successful, like Clarkson's Farm, The Grand Tour, The Bosch Series, Mrs. Maisel. And yet you always feel as if Amazon are just giving us enough to justify that Amazon Prime subscription, which is how you get the streaming service. However, think about other services. Apple TV Plus, which costs $9.99 a month, and you've got the big shows there, from Severance to The Morning Show, and you always get, typically Apple, you get those big high production values, no ads, and of course a new series of Ted Lasso, apparently.
Ted Lasso and Slow Horses is, of course, the best one they've had.
Yeah, and Slow Horses, which is a brilliant show. For people who are really into movies, though, I would recommend trying Mubi. And you can subscribe directly with them or you can subscribe via Apple TV or other services. It costs $11.99 a month. And it is a very, very well done kind of curated streaming service that focuses on independent, classic and art house films. And you've got to be a movie fan. But if you are a movie fan, it's fantastic. Matt, believe it or not, it's so popular and people are really getting kind of back into kind of the art house films that they're now producing a magazine, which they publish twice a year. So if you're a movie fan, Mubi is probably the best streaming service that you can try.
OK, for Audible, Amazon Audible, what would you recommend as alternatives to it?
And Audible is a great service, a humongous library, and they have started to do Audible originals with big name authors and actors, and many of them are free as part of the membership. The thing is, Audible is not cheap, and you know it doesn't come as part of Amazon. You've got to subscribe to it. I would recommend two things particularly. One is Wondery or Wondery Plus, which costs about €5 a month when you convert from US dollars. So about, you know, $35, €40 a year. And it's kind of a premium podcast and audiobook service. But if you use Wondery Plus, you get early access, no ads, and exclusive content. They do a lot of true crime podcasts. They do a lot of high-profile actors and biographies, but they also produce really good audio drama, and not quite a kind of, you know, the BBC Four standard,
no,
but very good. So for the money, it's a good investment.
I wonder a little bit about Wondery. I've listened to some of their business podcasts, for example, and I wouldn't be going back to them. Tell me about Blinkist.
Blinkist is a really interesting service, because what they do is they summarize nonfiction books into basically kind of the 15-minute audio or text summary.
Ah, come on. Sure. No wonder we have falling literacy standards if you're doing stuff like that.
Well, but Matt, it works for some people. It also allows people to say, yeah, I've read that.
They haven't. They've listened to the 15-minute abridged version. That's something entirely different, Andy.
Well, when you're studying, this kind of service might be good. Or if you're going to a meeting and you need to know, you know, it's kind of the dummy's guide to something. Cost €9 a month. Why do people do it? Well, I suppose, why do they sign to Blinkist? If you want to learn quickly without committing to a full-length audiobook, you can do it.
Okay, well then, what about an alternative to the Amazon Kindle?
And there are a few. Kobo is probably the best-known one, which has been around for years, and it never quite got the publicity in this part of the world, although in Asia they're very popular. You can buy a Kobo e-reader for €99. Sometimes you'll see them discounted.
And are they good e-readers by comparison with a Kindle?
You know, Matt, they work really well and they're nice and they're also very robust. I used a Kobo for about 6 months. I really liked it. One thing I did like about it was it used the open ebook format. So you can get your books pretty much anywhere instead of Amazon. And, you know, they have a decent library, millions of titles. So that works pretty well.
Sorry, do they have an app that you could use, say, on your iPad rather than having to buy the e-reader itself?
There is a Kobo app. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And unlike Amazon, because Amazon, of course, you can see ads. And Kobo also kind of, you know, there is this whole thing about supporting independent bookstores, because there's different buying options within Kobo. So it's more of kind of an open and community kind of idea. Scribd, by comparison, is kind of a Netflix for books. And you have this huge access to, I think, 190 million documents on Scribd, which is fascinating. And there's magazines, there's documents, and it's almost kind of academics use it, but casual readers use it. So you get ebooks, you get audiobooks, you get magazines, and you get kind of research documents. For €12 a month, people are also increasingly using that.
Well, I've just started downloading Kobo. I'm going to have a look at that and see if that actually will work for me rather than having to buy books via Amazon. If I don't get to a bookstore, I still prefer the actual physical book that I get from one of my local bookstores. A lot of people are using things like Amazon Smart Home, particularly for things like security and the rest of it. What are the alternatives?
So many people, yes, exactly. So you've got the Amazon Alexa, you've got all their other tools, you've got the Ring doorbells, the Blink doorbells. They've created this whole ecosystem that works very well. The obvious alternative is from Google, and putting a Google Nest Hub into your home, that's €109. That comes with it. That has the smart display and a speaker. There have been various other versions, cheaper ones. You can play music, but you get the Google Assistant and you can integrate it into smart home devices. Works really well. Amazon also make plugs. They make everything for the home, Matt, essentially. But the best option, I think, is probably the TP-Link Casa smart plug. That's €29 for a twin pack. So work out about €14-15 each. That allows you to control lights and appliances around the house. And then you also have various other things like the UFI doorbell or the Google Nest doorbell. UFI is a very interesting one. It records 2K video. It's about €130-140, but there are no monthly fees because it does local storage on the doorbell. So you don't have that recurring Amazon subscription for something like the Blink or the Ring doorbell. So you can put all these bits together, and the Google Smart Home Assistant is so clever that it will recognize them and you can control them all by voice.
And then what about Amazon Music? Is that a separate service again to Amazon Prime that you have to pay for?
Yes, it is. And when you sign up, there's a thing with Amazon Prime where you get access to some of the magazines. You get Prime Reading, which gives you access to about a million titles. Music is kind of the same, but when you go to ask your Alexa device to play something for you, it will say, do you want to subscribe to Amazon Music? Which I did by mistake one time. So, alternative music. Many people have turned for Apple, particularly if they're iPhone and iPod users. My favorite two services, I think Tidal and Deezer are the best two. Tidal, I think, is superb because they offer the real high-definition music streaming. It's Hi-Fi Plus. It costs €20 a month, but that is lossless, high-fidelity audio, and you would swear you were listening to a record player.
Is it really better sound quality? Noticeable difference, is it?
Matt, it is breathtakingly different. Once you have spent a couple of hundred euros on decent speakers, the difference is, you know, there is a huge gulf in the difference.
That's enough, but though. €20 a month is enough. What about Deezer?
Deezer costs about 10 or 11 euros a month. And Deezer's really good. You'll see it when people are buying hi-fis, I've seen it being bundled for kind of 3 and 6 month subscriptions. And if you have a chance to get it, do try it, because it has these AI powered playlists, but it does spatial audio. So you get this really nice kind of room filling sound at home. They have a huge catalog, but they cost around the same as Amazon Music and Apple's Music. Try them out and see. And if you do want to go the whole hog as such and go for something like the Hi-Fi Plus from Tidal, try it out.
I wonder, you know, the way people have been moving away from Tesla purchases because of Elon Musk. I wonder, since Jeff Bezos has done what he has done to the Washington Post, and since he has started sucking up to Trump by going things to his inauguration and stuff, I wonder, are people moving away from Amazon because of it? Or if they are, is it only so marginal that nobody will notice?
I don't think it's marginal, Matt. I think that, you know, the news, political context, all have an impact on how people buy, and Tesla have undoubtedly seen that. I think in the case of Amazon, there is also this feeling around the world, and particularly in Europe, that the default setting on life was not a private one. That's how big tech treated us. Whereas now people are looking at services like Amazon and Google to some extent and saying, well, I don't want them knowing everything about me. I don't want to pay them for every service that I use. I want to retain independence. I want to pick and choose. And they are buying differently. And I do think it is likely to continue that way.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us on Tech Thursday here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word on Today FM.